You're holding that Tetzvav Omer Aleph. When the middle of Shaila, when the Mishnah says in Mesu Yiftu, again the Reish of the Mishnah, we had this Behemoth that had a Mum Kavu on it, and then you will Makdish it, so there's only Chalak Dusha's Dhamam on it. So the Mishnah says, even though the Behemoth dies first, still you're allowed to be part of it, you could redeem it. And then where it said, it goes according to Rav Shimon Shita the Yolds, Kotchim is Beich was Bechal HaModav Arocho, that only by Kotchim, that a Behemoth that has Dusha's Aguf, the other lochers that have died, you can't be poided, like it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah, because it's a bechal amod of arocha. But kotchim bedek habayis, that was not bechal, that was not bechal amod of arocha. That's pshana Mishnah. That's what the Rashi says. Even though it dies, you could be poided. So Mor says, who argues in the Bshimin? They came out as Tonid of Levi, that he says hakol hoy bechal amod of arocha. But it comes out, but the chum that argue against Rabbi Shimon, they would agree over here that you could be poided it on bedek habayis. So we ask the question on top of Tetzvav Yehochi, like Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon or Machlokusei Mi Boilei. Why does the Gemara say that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon? It should have said stronger that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, and even the Rabbanim argue with him because they also agree on Kotchi Bedek Abayis that you could redeem it. Doesn't need a Mada Orocha. So Amri Rav says Amri like this Amri that Rav Rabbi Shimon Malokish. You go like Rabbi Shimon Malokish. The only says the Rabbanim Kotchi Bedek Abayis Soy Bechalal Mada Orocha. Kotchim is beyach, lo hevi bechalal amod of arocha. But took a masis and kerabonin. That according to Rabbonin, kotchim bedek habayis was yes, and not kotchim is beyach. If so, it does the sefer doesn't come out good. The Tumah sefer says in the sefer, the yemesu yikover says still in the sefer when has a kedushas mizbeyach that you can't redeem it. Why? Because of bechalal amod of arocha. So that's not like the Rabbonin. So Rav said, "Mayhu told you the whole meis yikover mishum the boy of mother varochu." That's the reason. Dilma mishum the ain't poydim as a kotchim. Nachilin leklovim mudhu. Maybe that's the reason why. So Amri, I'll tell you, no. Him came with so nisni and nasa treifa. The Mishnah says that a bitzvah. Even the behemoth comes to treifa, yikover, you have to bury it because you can't be poydim. Even though you could make a mother varochu, it's alive. But since you can't eat it, so the Mishnah says that a bigger chiddush. So since it only says meisu, it's sarai. It's only because of a mother varochu. The boy said another pshat is the Olam Rav Krab Yechon Svirulei. The Tanya is a Divrei Rabbi Shimon Machukus Enechnami. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Tachah comes out according to both of them. Because Rabbi Yechon says that Rabbanon held both do not need Hamad of Arocha. Enechnami, so the Mishnah comes out both according to Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon both hold at least of Akdushas Bedek Gabayis, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. Even though it's Mesu, still you could be prayed with. Then it says the Mishnah of a Kodon Hegdation. So that if first you are Makdish, if first you were Makdish to Behema, and then later became a Baal Mum, then it has all different halachis. How do we know all these different halachis? Kids and the milk is the losa, even after you pray to it. So Mor says, how do we know all this? How do we know that if you had a Behema that was a Korban, you were Makdish to a good Kedushas Aguf, and then later becomes a Baal Mum, so even though you're allowed to be prayed to it, still has Yisurim. So Mor says, the Tanur Rabban went like this. Vosik says, Tzvi. Says like a deer. Like the behema, after you poider it, it has a loch like a deer, like a tzvi. The apostle says, really, you could tzvi kail. That this behema that was once a korban, and it became a baal mum, and if you redeem it, so the apostle calls it like a tzvi and like an owl, like a deer and like a rim. So we dash in, ma tzvi potem na b'chayra, just like a tzvi has no din b'chayra, it's potem na b'chayra. Rashi says, the korch of a tzoyn chliksiv. There's only loch of a bechara by a bokor of a tzoyin, not by a chaya. A tzvi is called a chaya, even though it's a kosher a chaya, but there's no din bechara on a tzvi. It's only on behemoth. It is so absolutely hamakdoshim, the same thing, this korban, after it becomes a baal mum, and even after you redeem it, now if it gives birth the first time, you put them in a bechara. That's called the absolutely hamakdoshim term in a bechara. Now, if so, I understand to say it's potem abchayro, but maybe v'lo yitzias amatonis, but maybe I would not pot it from matnis kuna, meaning if you shech the behema after you poider it, maybe slav v'chiyah to give this royal achayim akeva to a kain. On this note, Tam 11, the pasuk says, ayil, it says that this psul hamikdashim is like it's like an ayil, like a ram. If so, ma'ayil, just like ma'ayil, potem abchayro amin amatonis, just like an ayah, which is a chayah, there's no din matonis, no din b'chayr on it. So I tell you, af psulei hamikdashim, same thing by psulei hamikdashim, p'turim min ha-b'chayrim min ha-matonis. Part of them both. Tzatzas lima, the pasuk calls it like an ayah and like a tzvi. Now the Gemara says, Yeah, Rashi is also by Matanos also it says Him Shorim said as Rafka Behema not a chayin. So we ask the question: if so, Ima Tzviv Ayo, just like a ram and a deer, Cholbon Muta the Chelav Shabai, it's Muta. We know the Chelav, the tray for fats, by a chayin you'll not eat it. It's only by the Hamer it's also. So maybe so Absulam Gdoshin Cholbon Muta. Maybe also the Chelav, the Cholbon. Maybe the chaylev of the psula matoshim, even though it was a regular behema, but maybe now since it was a korban and you poyder it now, maybe its chaylev should be mutatit. On this Talmud Levin, it says ach cholok, ach it says ach means cholok. It's separate. It's not completely 100% like its svivayel. That even though it's svivayel, that's a real chaya. Over there, the chaylev is muta, but over here, lemaisa, since the behema, avad it still has the isa chaylev on it. Some amount. What we just got finished saying. We're just one. That a psula medoshim is like a tzvi. I would have thought to say that if it gives birth, there's no kedushas b'chor. But maybe when you shecht it, you have to give matonis. The question is, maishin oitzias b'chor shein shav b'koil. Why do we say it's part of an b'chor? Because you don't have it by all cases. Like a b'chor only applies to a zochor, not to an akeva. For oitzias b'chor, I would not think that you're part of a matonis sheshav b'koil. Because matonis, any behema you shecht, even when it's nekev or a zachor, you have to give the matonis to a kohen. So I would have thought this even by psula mikdoshim, maybe there's a mitzvah to give the matonis to a kohen. Tamudon, the pasuk says no ayel, that psula hamikdoshim has looked like an ayel that you put from matonis. Now, omalei rav papa labaya is still imat svivayel, just like the svivayel, these two chayes. Ain oisav yes benoi noig them. There's no din oisav yes benoi. It doesn't apply by a chaya. If so, maybe you let a shech the mother and the kid the same day. If so, maybe af psuli hamagadoshim ain oisav yes benoi noig boy. Maybe within once the baby became psuli hamagadoshim, and even if it gives birth later, maybe you let a shech the mother and the kid the same day. On this omalei, he said no. Munashach lemay madmislu. Like, how do you want to look at this behemoth that it was once a korban, then it became a bal mum, and now it's chulin, now you appointed it? I'm on a shach. E lechulin, if you want to look at it away now, since you already redeemed it already, so you want to say now it's like chulin, I'm on a shach. Then oisav yes benoi noig boy. On a regular behemoth chulin, it applies the yisav oisav yes benoi. Elamai vi lekodesh, if you want to look at the way it was at the beginning, before it had its bal mum. When there's a regular korban, if so, also oisav yes b'nei noig boy. Yana gemar and chulin that oisav yes b'nei applies even by kachim also. So manashoch it's chayav an oisav yes b'nei. Omlai says the vakti mihochi if so gabei chelboy naminem mihochi. So the same thing about chelav also about the fats. Like what do you have to have a special pasuk for? Say the same ach kolik for. Say the same about the fats also. Lemay matmislu ilu chulon chelboy nosa. If it's day metachul this behema now, the behema, the chelav of the behema is also. Vila kachim, elamai, you want it the way it was before, was kachim, chelbon is also. So what do you have to have a posik ach cholot to tell me that the chelav of sumadashim is also, the chrub sheet of the chelav should be also. No matter what it is, whether it's chulun or whether it's kachim, it's also. Omal, he said, lav miyama, didn't I say ach, veloy cholbon? So true, you're right, I need the posik. If so, Eimanami Ach v'loyosav yes benoi. So, said the same thing also, Ach v'loyosav yes benoi. That Eimanami, that you wanted to say Yosav yes benoi should be potom, the Torah says from the word Ach, we learn it out, Ach cholok, that not for everything is the Pesudim HaMikdoshim like it's Svivayel. It's only like it for the first halachis, that it's potom in HaBechorin, potom in HaMatonis. But halachis in the goof of the Behem itself, then it doesn't change. That they still have the Yisra Reisav Yis Benoi, and its Chelev is still also. Yeah. Rav says like this, Ach Le Yisrav Yis Benoi Hu Diyosa, no. The word Ach Cholik only comes to teach us Yisrav Yis Benoi, that it applies to Psula Medoshim. But the Chelboi, how do we know to say that the Chelev is also? That's Midomai Nach, learn off another Pasuk, the word Midomai. The Pasuk says, Rakes Doma Le Teichel. It says, next post, you can't eat the dam. Rak, as Rashi says, b'b'chor ba'al mum k'tziv. Yeah. So it's next post. So my dumb, what does it mean to say you can't eat the blood? Elam, if you want to tell me dumb, imam, she means mamash not to eat the blood of the animal, lo ye'el a dumb and the tzvi ba'ayil. The same thing, the blood of a tzvi and an isle, of a ram and a deer. Otto dom and the tzvi vayo mishori, like, do you think it's muta? The isa dam applies to everything. So manashach, what do I need a pasuk for? Rak is dom aloi teichob shita. Ela means like this. Domoi chelboi. It means here, chelboi, that's what it says. It means tell us that the chelif, the fat of psula midoshim, it's asatit. Don't think it's like a sviva ayol, it's like a chaya, no, it's a behemoth also. So most of the soul still, the licht of rachmona chelboi, it's very clearly that the chelif of the psula midoshim is also. What does it say domoi for? So most of the ikos of rachmona chelif have a minahani, a keshav, and a kro. Maybe you could use both. You use the hekesh, that it's like it's sviva ayol, Dipsulamadoshim, and also this crow that says don't need its chalif. What does that mean to say? That ahani hekeshla mutimikoris. Because of this hekesh, that this psulamadoshim is like its revival, I would have thought to say if you eat its chalif, you're not chayiv koris. Only by regular behemoth is there a chayiv koris. But over here by psulamadoshim, remember there's no chayiv koris. The because of koris, when is there the word koris? Oicho chalif de behemudichsiv. By regular behemoth, it says kichol oicho chalif mina behemoth. So by regular behemoth, there is nisa chorus. But here, since it's a psula, Mekdoshim would have thought the same, maybe not chayiv chorus. But the Ahani Kro, the pasuk also teaches us, to say, le'toichal domoi, that means, chaylev, le'mekim olei b'lav v'yalmo, that you're over lav v'yalmo. So maybe take a both psuk and apply. Yeah, so that's why the Torah says the word chaylev. Yeah. I mean, no, of course, that's why the Torah does not say the word chaylev. If it would have said the word chaylev, I would have thought like this. That's tak an isatidit, but only a lav, not a chiv chorus. Lahoch yafrach mona b'loshen doma. Therefore, the Torah says it, even though it means chelav, but it says loshen doma, the blood. Lemla, come teach us. Ma doma, just like by blood, there's no heterim. It's always b'chorus, yichayev chorus. Av chelba, the same thing. They eat the chelav, the fats of this pain of sulam gedoshim. You should know there's no pturim, but rather you still chayev b'chorus. That's all I know to say that chelav applies. Then it's not me. Ach comes teacher to Yosef, his bnei also applies. Other more says, Vahai tono ach v'loi chel bekama. I before the brayse, we learn when it says ach, it comes teach us that the chelav is also. So how could you say now it's coming to Yosef, yes, bnei, not chelav? So where's the hokkah coming? This is what the brayse meant to say before. Ilu l'nem adom, if the pasuk weren't to said the word domoi, to exclude to say that the chelav of psul medoshim is also, ha'yi sorma, then I would have said, I know it from ach v'loi chel bekama. That's how I could have learned it out from. But Akshar Shinem and Domai. Now that the Postataka says the word Domai, which means to teach us that the Chelav Absulam Adoshim is also, so once I know that's also, what do I do with the word Ach Cholok? It comes to teach us that even though the Torah says that Psulam Adoshim is like its Vivayil, but it's not 100% like it, and that's the Ach Cholok, then certain words are different. That there is an Issa, Issa Vyas Benoi, it applies to Psulam Adoshim. Because the Maisa, the Metziah says it is a behemoth. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein yoytze l'chulim, that even after your poida, when you had your korban, and later becomes a balmum, that you could redeem it, it does not go out completely, you still can't shear off the wool, or you can't work with it. Minor and Emile, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanon like this, the Pasuk says, Tizbach, that after you redeem it, you're allowed to shecht, that means you're allowed to eat it. But v'lei gizu, you have no right to shear off, to hold it, and shear off the wool, and use the wool. Basel v'dashin, v'loi cholof, you're allowed to eat the milk. I mean, allowed to eat the meat of the behema. But v'loi cholof, you're not allowed to milk it. You're not allowed to eat, drink the milk of the that comes out from the behema of the psula hamikdashim, even after you redeemed it. Then we dash in v'yachalto, that you're allowed to eat it. But v'loi l'klovecho, but you're not allowed to give it to your dogs. You can't give it to your dog to eat. So we come from here, we learn out, shein p'idim es ha-kodashim l'achilum l'klovim. Let's say the behema, his korban became a treifa. And then it became a balmum. So in such a case, you can't redeem it. Because since it's a treifa, you're not going to be able to eat it. So if you redeem it, all you can do with it is like sell it to a guy or give it to a caliph. So with dashin that you can't. You're not allowed to be poid the kodeshim lachilun leklofi. That's the drasha of the yachalta only if you're going to eat it and not just to use it to have an offering. Now, ikud yamisam says this. The pasuk says with dashin tizbach.